Harbour View is made with the support of the Broadcasting Authority of Ireland under the Sound and Vision Scheme.
Look, read what I've written.
I'm a fool, kick me.
That's cool. Shh, lads, here she comes.
Hey, ugly, what are you looking at?
I'm not looking at you. Please, let me pass.
What are you looking at?
Nothing.
How can you look at nothing?
You can look at nothing when you are nothing.
Please, stop, please, don't push me. Why are you doing this to me? Please, don't push me.
Oh, she dropped her books.
Leave me alone. I've done nothing to you. Please. Just let me pick up my books.
Leave me alone.
Ow, ow, please stop kicking me. Stop it.
If you want us to stop, what do you have kick me written on your back?
What have I ever done to any of you?
You are you. That's what you've done. Have you any money?
Ow, please, you're hurting my arm. Ow, I told you before, I get no money for school.
Look in our bag.
Give it back to me.
Lads, look what I found. There's nearly 5 euros here.
Give it back to me.
What are you?
You're an ugly liar.
I'm not ugly. Leave my things alone. Give it back to me.
Here, catch.
Here, get it. I've dropped it.
Let's
please.
Go. Before one of the teachers catches us. Come on.
Oh, don't
come
stand on my phone, please.
Why not?
Why can't you just leave me alone?
I don't like you. You won't make a show of me in front of my friends and think you can get away with it.
I never did. I don't know what you're talking about.
Do you think you can drop me and walk away?
But we were never together.
No one refuses me when I ask them out.
Please, please, just don't smash my phone.
I think you need a new phone. You better not tell anyone. See you around.
Not if I see you first.
Big! What about the four letters, the first letters H and the last letter D?
That's hard.
But I know it is hard. Why do they make these bloody crosswords so hard?
It's hard.
Oh, right. They're always bloody hard.
Oh, Massey, are you having me on? You're the only one in the bar that can finish a crossword. Apart from Sloop.
Sloop?
Yeah. No, he's the fellow that knows everything about everything. He's a retired professor. You know, he always sits over there in the corner by the window.
Oh, yes, I know him, though.
You know, his name is J.B. O'Brien. So the students used to call him the Sloop John B.
Hey, God.
Massey, tell me, are you doing anything tomorrow?
Oh, I'll have to check my diary.
Are you doing anything or not? I want the windows washed.
I think I'm not doing anything. And tell me, are you talking about the inside and the outside?
Yes, and I want them done properly now.
That's a big job. Oh, but you can leave it to me. I'm the best vision technician in y'all.
Of what?
According to government guidelines, I'm officially a vision technician.
God, I know what I'd call you, but there's too many decent people around.
3 pints in a drop.
Bye, Johnny.
I'll be here at 9 o'clock sharp, so weather permitting. And tell me, Mick, have you a lather, a bucket, and a chamois?
Vision technician, how are you? God, I'd be better off doing it myself.
You'll pull a couple of pints, me sure. In fairness, I'm not a charity.
If you get it done fast, I might even tear up what you owe me. Deal?
Deal. And here, you might as well fill that one as you're at it.
Go down a bit in it first.
Oh, no better, man. Ah, nectar. Nectar of the gods. Mac! She let you out! I'm only joking. What are you having?
Yeah, no. I'll get this one, Massey. Hey, Mick. 2 pints and 2 halfpence there when you're ready. I'm celebrating. Sheila's pregnant.
She is.
We're going to have another baby.
Well, congratulations. And tell me, how did it happen? I know how it happened, but I mean, how did it happen? I thought at your age.
What do you mean at my age? That I wasn't up for the job?
Oh, be good, I know you'd be up for the job, all right, but in the time you got the job done, maybe.
Are you drunk? What job are you talking about?
Well, you know, like, the snip. I hit it awful so
hard. You'd want to get the snip on your tongue. You mean I need a vasectomy? It's something to think about, but not right now.
How's she detected?
Yeah, she's delighted. You're sure we're all delighted.
Tell me, is she still in the choir?
Ah, she is. Look, wild horses wouldn't keep her away from that.
Oh, good be God, because when you get to snip, you'll be able to sing a soprano.
I'll give you a soprano.
Sure, isn't it better be called a granddad, isn't it? Or a dad than a granddad.
Yeah, you're getting a great kick out of this, haven't you?
Well, didn't every day you get a new, you become a new father. Well, I'd love to have kids. I would, honest to God, I'd love them to bits.
Sure, what would you know about love, huh?
Herself told me once when I was married to her that there were more love between Paisley and the Pope. Well, I did love her, but I couldn't show it. How's Niamh?
She's good. No, she's not good. She's being bullied at school. She opened up to us the other night, lad.
I hate bullies. Do you remember when we were in school,
mate? Yeah.
And you used to call for me every morning and look after... I never forgot that.
Yeah, I wasn't looking after you for long, Massey. Huh? It ended up with you looking after me. Look, I'd better go. I only dropped in to let you know, Massey. I'll see you soon. I'm off now.
But
look, Massey, don't tell anyone now.
No, bother, no, bother.
But look, though, bye all.
But Mac didn't stay long.
No, hey, me. Don't tell anyone. But didn't Mac's wife expect him?
Huh? Could I have your attention, please?
Wait.
Mac's wife is having a baby.
Could I see the sergeant, please?
Is he expecting you?
No.
He's busy. He might not see you.
Tell him it's McCarthy, the hurler.
Sarge, there's a man at the desk and he wants to talk to you. He more or less said you should know him. McCarthy, the hurler?
Yeah. Mac, so I'm in.
Right, go straight in.
Thanks for seeing me, Sarge.
What can I do for you? Sit down, sit down.
I really don't know where to start, Sarge.
Well, the best place is usually the beginning.
I want to have a talk with you. Maybe some advice. You see, my daughter, Niamh, she's been bullied at school.
That's a tough one. I have a daughter too. Haven't seen her in years. My children blame me for the breakup and they haven't spoken to me since.
I'm sorry to hear that, Sarge.
Anyway, how can I help you?
I don't know what to do. You see, Sheila, my wife, won't let me near the school. She thinks I lose my head. I suppose she's probably right. She has an appointment to meet the principal in the morning. I need to feel I'm doing something to...
How long has the bullying gone on?
A while now. Niamh broke down last week and told us.
And is the school aware that it's gone on?
I don't know. That's why Sheila is meeting the principal.
Schools nowadays have procedures in place to prevent bullying. Bullying's not tolerated.
That still goes on, though.
Not like when we were at school. We get a couple of belts in the yard and finish it off on the way home.
True.
And we shake hands and that was the end of it. The experts say violence is not the answer. But a good clip in the ear didn't do us any harm.
If I get hold of them, it's more than a clip in the ear they'll get.
That's not the answer. Mac, what you need to do is detail everything. Get Niamh to write down everything. Something like who, what, when, why. So that you can get a good overview of what's happening.
Yeah, Niamh's terrified, Sergeant.
Find out what the school knows and what they're doing about it.
I want to go down and beat the living daylights out of them.
That's the one thing you can't do. Wait and see what happens tomorrow. Everything will work out all right. Mac, whatever happened to you? I remember you playing for Cork Miners. You were bloody good.
Yeah, that was years ago now, Serge.
You were good enough for the senior team, then you disappeared. What happened?
Yeah, I'm often asked that question.
You're still known as McCarthy the Hurler.
I know. I'll tell you what happened. I discovered drink and women, or maybe women and drink. I don't know which came first.
Oh, boy. What a lethal combination.
And then a couple of years later, I met Sheila. Around the same time, my father was ill, on and off, and I had to help him with the trawler until he couldn't fish anymore. That's the trawler in the harbour. You know, the Sheila. I'm the fourth generation of fishermen.
I suppose your son will take over from you.
Not if Sheila's anything to do with it.
At that time, many's the great hurler from East Cork didn't get a break because they were from the country. Isn't that your young fella I often see playing for the local team?
Yeah, they say he's as good as me when I was his age.
They're wrong. He's better. He'll go all the way. He's got great commitment.
Yeah, if he doesn't make any mistakes.
Make sure he doesn't. It's a pity he doesn't have more games. It's out there on the field he'll learn, not sitting on the bench.
Yeah, I was talking to him the other night. He said that the manager only plays his friends. And he only gets games when the manager's badly stuck.
Is that so?
Right?
Is that so? Mm.
Sarge, there's a Mr. Dunn at the desk again.
Oh, what's it this time?
He's complaining about the boy racers up and down his road.
That man alone will keep this station busy 24/7. I've had it with him. Tell him I'll be out.
Right, Sarge.
Mac, it was nice to see you. Let me know how things work out.
I will, Sarge. Thanks again. Bye now.
Well, bye. See you. Stay in touch. Yeah. Well, Mr. Dunn, what's it this time?
Do I detect anger in your voice?
I'm damn sure you do. What's it this time?
It's those damn boy racers again.
I sent so many patrol cars up there and they've never seen any.
They never wait around long enough. They come back when the patrol cars are gone.
You're the only one in your park that complains about them. Last month, it was something else. The month before that, it was something else again. Tell me about this. Why would they race up and down your park? Your park's a cul-de-sac.
I don't know, but they do.
Gerda Murphy, take down this man's statement.
Yes, Sarge.
What happens next?
The Garda writes it in the station's incident book. Then it has to be transferred into... how many more books and departments, Garda?
Oh, about 3 or 4. The station diary, the station occurrences, the department of...
You get the same attention as the rest.
Is it any wonder this little country is the way it is with all this bureaucracy? Then what happens?
Then what happens is SFA.
Oh?
Then what happens is SFA. SFA.
Sweet feck all.
Is that you, Mac?
It's Daddy and me. Ma'am, I got a star today for being the best in class. For
Girl.
Being quiet. Only 3 got stars.
Oh, that's great, Siobhan. It's a pity you can't be the same at home. Are you hungry, love?
I'm full. Daddy bought me something.
Oh, I told you not to be buying her anything, Mac. She won't eat her dinner now.
So you always buy her something after school.
I do not, and I never did.
Siobhan taught me you did. Yeah, little rogue, yeah.
Oh, you have her spoiled. She has you wrapped around her little finger. Siobhan, have you got any homework?
I did it at school.
Will you have a cup of love?
I won't. Go on, Sosher, I will then. Siobhan, show me that homework, will you? That's not done, Siobhan. Ara, go on upstairs and get out of that uniform, will you? I have to go out. Your dad will do your homework with you later. Go on, go upstairs and get changed.
But I'm all right the way I am.
Siobhan, do as your mother says.
All right then.
I'll tell you, Mac, she's going to be a handful. I pity the man that gets her.
I wonder where she gets it from, huh?
What do you mean by that?
Well, nothing. What are you having, coffee or tea?
Coffee, please. You know, Mac, I've been thinking.
Yeah?
When the baby's Pat's age, we'll be in our 60s. Are we going to be able for it?
Yeah, sure, whether we like it or not, we'll have to be. Sheila, love, look, we'll handle it like we've always handled everything else. We'll do it together. Mm. Yeah, don't worry, we'll be all right.
I was in the baby shop this morning, looking at some baby clothes. My God, they're an awful price. God, things have gone up since Siobhan was a baby.
Yeah, isn't it a bit early to be looking at baby clothes,
no? But sure, we have to start from scratch. I haven't even got a baby's blanket. Mm. Didn't I give everything away thinking we weren't going to have any more? We thought Siobhan was going to be the last.
Sure, isn't that why I spoiled her?
Huh? Oh, you've both of those girls spoiled.
I suppose I have.
I'm thinking of buying something new every couple of weeks so I don't have to buy everything together when the time comes.
Suppose. Yeah, that's a good idea, I suppose. You were sick again this morning.
Oh, I think it's easing up a bit.
Thank God for that. I hate to see you sick.
Oh, and I hate being sick. Ah, sure, look, please, God, it won't last long.
Are you sure you'll be able to continue with your job in the pub?
Ara Mac, for God's sake. I'm pregnant. I'm not dying, you know.
Yeah, but it's different now. You're a bit older than when you had the other children.
That's nice. You're worried about me.
Yeah, sure, look, I worry about all of you. Keep your eye on the clock, dear. You have to be at the school at 4. I can go down with you now if you want. I can drop Siobhan in next door. You're a Chrissy, won't mind.
No, Mac. Please, let me handle this myself.
I'll have my mobile with me, look, if you want me.
I'd better get ready. I don't want Niamh waiting on me.
Ma'am, can I go with you?
And who's going to mind Daddy then? I need you to stay here and mind Daddy. And don't forget to feed Joey.
I always feed Joey.
Ara, sure, I know you do. Come on and give me a big hug. Be a good girl now for Daddy.
I'm always a good girl.
Yeah, sure you are, you are. I'm off now. Bye.
Goodbye, ma'am.
Goodbye, love.
Daddy.
Yeah?
Me and some of the girls in my class were talking today.
All right, yeah, about what?
How do babies get into mammy's bellies?
Sheila!
Harbourview is written by Sean O'Neill, with Will O'Brien, Ted O'Brien, Kitty Kenny, Denise O'Brien, Donny Fitzgerald, Tyke Hennessy, Emily Ahern, Kieran Casey, Orla Reardon, Jesse O'Brien, Jennifer McCarthy, and Eddie Hannon. Theme music by Caroline Frapp. Sound engineer, Warren Tyler. Harbourview is made with the support of the Broadcasting Authority of Ireland under the Sound and Vision Scheme.